Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Winter, written by John Marsden and read by Kate Hosking. Be sure to visit our website on www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording. The dedication reads, to Carly Stephen, wishing you many happy endings. Chapter 1. I came home when I was 16. Ralph picked me up at the station. It was a high step into the Range Rover. It looked like Ralph had cleaned out the front by chucking all his stuff over the seat. It was a mess back there, a jumble of jackets and tools and wire, a chainsaw and an oil drum. At first I thought Ralph was the same as he'd been in Canberra, but as we passed the 80K sign on our way out of Christie, I started to realise he was nervous. Nervous of me, I mean. For one thing, he was talking too much. The more people talk at me, the more silent I get. Maybe that's one reason I make some people nervous. They don't know what I'm thinking when I go quiet. What would the Robinsons have told Ralph about me? I could guess some of it. Willful, headstrong, won't take no for an answer, wants her own way all the time. Knowing them, they'd probably have gone further. Never thinks of others, spoiled and selfish. I know it's not a nice thing to say, but... I sighed and leaned back, closing my eyes. How come you can't escape people's voices, even when you've left them for good? I thought I'd got rid of the Robinsons, but there they were again in my ears. The trouble was, this time they were coming at me from the inside instead of the outside. It was worse. We left the flat country, the paddocks of nothing, the barbed wire fences running like stitches on bare skin. Gradually we started winding up into the hills. The turn off to Warriewood was